pushing the limit of how many times you can say the word thing in one show.
That's the next thing.
That is the next thing.
This is Bishop and Laurinaitis.
Welcome back into Bishop and Laurinaitis. We're going to head to the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline and talk to Brian Seho, sports reporter for WLWT down in Cincinnati, covering the Reds, Bengals, FCC, UC, and Xavier. Brandon, what's going on, man? Thanks so much for giving us some of your time. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. I got a full night of sleep, and I was at an airport this morning, so I'm good.
Totally understand. Well, let's start with the Luke Fickell stuff. And you personally, when you heard the Michigan State rumor starting to fly around, how real of a possibility was that for you as far as him leaving Cincinnati to go to Michigan State when you started hearing that stuff?
Well, I think the history between Mark D'Antonio, Brian Kelly, and Butch Jones, the stepping stone job at Cincinnati has been. There's been coaches that have had success and teams that have had success and gone to big bowl games, but typically it has been 3 years and out for the last 10, 15 years, minus Tommy Tuberville, who didn't work out here for obvious reasons. When you heard Michigan State was opening and D'Antonio was stepping down, there's the obvious connection between D'Antonio and Fickell, but then there's about three jobs in the Midwest that kind of fit Luke's, where you think Luke might leave UC for. Number one, Ohio State. Number two, Notre Dame. And number three, Michigan State were kind of the three that everyone around here thought he might leave for. So when that job opened up, I think, and especially the timing, a lot of UC fans and a lot of reporters were like, okay, this is one, weird timing. And two, it could actually happen because it's one of those three jobs we think he'd have major interest in.
So I'm wondering, Brandon, what is the feeling amongst the fan base? Is it relief or is it more like, okay, well, we have him until, you know what I mean? Kind of what's the feeling amongst the fan base? Because I played for Luke. I know Luke really well, and he's a loyal guy. He's not one to just chase money. He's not one to chase a status. But I'm wondering what the overall sense from the fan base is down there in Cincinnati.
Yeah, I think the fan base is overjoyed right now. They're excited, they're relieved, all in one. I don't think they're mad because they know the way this job has worked, but now it's a different time for Cincinnati football, it seems like, by this move. He, like you said, he's a loyal guy. I talked to Evan Prater, the number one recruit in UC history, quarterback out of Wyoming, yesterday, and that's the one thing he said. He told me he didn't think Luke was going to go because he came in his house, told him he's a loyal guy. He wants to do things that are right for his family and right for the guys he's bringing in. So I think fans are relieved. Recruits are relieved. They're excited about where this program's at. It's not in a Power 5 conference, but Luke has revived this program to where Brian Kelly had it 10 years ago, back-to-back 11-win seasons, back-to-back top 25 finishes. They're going to be a top 20 preseason team and should be in every way too early rankings poll. I think Sports Illustrated had them as high as 12. I think that's maybe a little too high, but having them between 15 and 20 or 15 and 25, I mean, there's a lot of good buzz with this program right now, and I think Luke staying proves that they have things going in the right direction and they have a lot of momentum, especially getting local guys to stay home and big time. I mean, they have three four-star recruits in this signing period. That's more than Michigan State. Michigan State had zero. So Luke's doing something right here in Cincinnati, and I think these fans are really appreciative of what's happening and the fact that he told them no.
And I'm wondering, Brandon, to follow up on that, I've heard rumblings before from certain people about Cincinnati and when they've talked about Big 12 expansion or they've talked about other Power 5 expansion. You're down there way more than I am. What's your sense of the Cincinnati program ever getting into a Power 5? Because if that's ever a chance, I can totally see Luke Fickell staying there if that's the case, because obviously he loves Ohio, and I know for a fact he loves the city of Cincinnati. So what is there any chance that, or is that all just kind of a pipe dream, people wishing that they would get into a Power 5?
I think when all this realignment first happened a few years ago, UC was the first one out. Louisville got in, West Virginia got in. UC is very comparable when it comes to where they were in the Big East with those two schools. I think the Big 12 is the best chance if it ever happens one day. I don't think the ACC is going to come calling because they have so many schools now. I just don't know when that's going to be. I haven't had the chance to talk to the new athletic director, John Cunningham, about this, but when Mike Bone was here before he left for USC, they're always trying to be the class of the league in the American Athletic Conference, but just the class of the league in general as a school. They look at themselves as a they hate the term Power Five because it gives them a negative connotation. Coaches in that office with Vic hate the word Power Five. They feel like they are a Power Five school, just not in one of those conferences, and they're trying to prove it on the field on Saturdays, and hopefully for a guy like Fickell so he can have some longevity here and fans feel comfortable about opponents and strength of schedule. And like you said, I mean, Fickell's a loyal guy, loves the Midwest. He's got six kids. His one son plays football at Moeller, which is a powerhouse here in Southwest Ohio. So he loves the Cincinnati area. If you can somehow jump to a Power Five conference, I'm right there with you. I don't know why Luke would leave, because then he would have a chance to really do some damage in big bowl games and maybe bigger things to come. I'm not sure when that's going to happen or if it's going to happen, but fans here are still optimistic that one day the Big 12 might come calling.
Brandon Sahill, sports reporter for WLWT in Cincinnati, joining us here on The Fan. And I want to ask you about another former Buckeye, currently a defensive coordinator down there for Luke Fickell and Marcus Freeman, because I think for a lot of Buckeye fans, they keep their eye on Cincinnati more so now than they have before because of these two guys, and that's totally understandable. But just from you being around the program, just kind of the impact that you've seen Marcus Freeman have along with Luke Fickell down there in Cincinnati for this football team.
Marcus Freeman is, outside of Luke, is the most respected coach in that building. I think every fan and a lot of us in the local media here thought if Luke takes the Michigan State job, Marcus Freeman would be one of the top, if not the top candidate to be the head coach at UC next year. He's got a contagious energy. He's great at recruiting, just like Luke is. Those two work side by side, a great 1-2 punch. You know, obviously both defensive mind guys, and, you know, Freeman's his D coordinator now. Marcus gets all of the praise and all deservingly so. I think it's a big win for Luke to stay here, and it's a big win that Marcus wants to be with him, because Marcus, it had been reported he turned down a job as a linebackers coach for the Titans a couple weeks ago. So there had been a lot of buzz about Freeman and not just, you know, being a head coach at Cincinnati if Luke leaves, but on the NFL level, being an assistant there. So Luke and Marcus, those two working together have been nothing but great for UC, especially on that recruiting show. They're bringing in their best recruiting class in the history of the program. It's top 40. And not doing that in a Power Five school, and you're beating out a team like Michigan State and every other Group of Five school, it's a big deal what those two are doing together.
Brandon, we'll get you out of here on this one, man. I want to transition real quick over to the Bengals and just get your thoughts. Obviously, the Zach Taylor era didn't go get off to the start that he obviously wanted, and now it looks like they're going to have a chance to maybe find their quarterback of the future. Just looking ahead to what's coming for the Bengals, where are you with what needs to obviously be fixed? There's a lot there, but what do you think needs to be the biggest area of refiguring this thing out for Cincinnati this offseason?
The biggest thing is not messing up the draft pick. I think this is Bengals proof. You have to take Joe Burrow number one. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. They should do their due diligence of listening to see if there's any trade offers, because that's what you have to do. And sometimes people don't think the Bengals do all their due diligence when it comes to off-season trade, free agency. But I think this is a no-brainer. You have a guy that's from Ohio. People love him here. He was the best. He had the best season as a quarterback in college football history. You need somebody like Joe Burrow to win back the fans, win back the city, and then build around him. But they need a lot of pieces. They need an offensive lineman. They need some defensive help. They need linebackers. They need, if A.J. Green doesn't come back, they need weapons of wide receiver next to Tyler Boyd and John Ross. They got a great running back in Joe Mixon. So there's pieces there that can work with Joe Burrow. But the number one thing is not messing up that draft pick and taking Joe Burrow.
Yeah, absolutely. He's Brandon Sahill, sports reporter for WLWT down in Cincinnati. Thanks so much for your time. We really appreciate it, man. Have a great one, all right?
All right, thanks, guys.
Yeah, take it easy. There it is. So some good stuff down there in Cincinnati.